David, thanks for waiting. Over to you.
Thank you. So just a quick question for me. My name is Dave Sullivan. I'm with the Maine Lobster Union. I know we've had some small scale meetings on this. We've talked individually about some of this stuff. And now we're starting into these bigger group meetings. And this is such a just a tiny section of fishermen and people from the industry that are on these calls. So you're not even getting, you know, some of the more vocal people and some of the, you know, the big offshore guys are going to be affected by this as well. But I still feel like if we're only, this is the second meeting that we've had on this with this type of a group, and you're hearing all these different things, all these concerns, we're talking about entire communities being folded up just by going down into one river, you know? So the concerns that we have are out there, and it doesn't feel like, it feels like the box is so small for us to have any maneuvering room here to say, this isn't going to work for us. You know, you're talking about a 20-year lease. If this does work, that means that lease is probably, it's going to continue on after, and it'll probably add more windmills to that array station. So it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, I think. So I don't want to sugarcoat it and say, well, this is a 20-year experiment, because if it does work, it's going to continue on. And if it does work and it continues on, then there will be no shareholders out there for you guys to talk to see what the effects are. Because when you start shutting down three or four communities at a time, it's going to be very difficult for us to support or be on board when there's zero information out there on what the effects are going to be on our fishing industries, what it's going to be in our communities. And a lot of our communities, lobster fishing provides 70-80% of the income into that community and all the small businesses that surround that. So, I mean, it could literally wipe out entire communities. And if you talk about decommissioning in 20 years, and we obviously know that there'll probably be no decommission process, that this will work. We know all kinds of people are coming. I mean, they're popping up everywhere. They're calling all the different, you know, groups asking for support and looking at, you know, some of the data that we have on lobstering and stuff like that. So it's just going to keep multiplying and multiplying, and I don't think it's going to go away. So site location is so critical in this. This is the first one, and it's going to be the big experiment. Where this goes will determine everything for the future of Maine, I think. And I think the rush on the timeline is going to be, it's going to hurt us. And if it's not done properly, we're in big trouble. This industry, you know, we're going to lose this industry for another industry, which isn't going to be good. I mean, people don't come to Maine to see windmills. They come to Maine for Maine lobsters. So it's really hard and tough for fishermen to swallow the pill that, oh, we're just going to try this. Don't worry about it. It's just this tiny little 16 square miles, but it's going to multiply and it's going to get worse. But depending on where that 16, where that little postage stamp is and where the cable comes across, will it stop the migration of entire species that crawl on the bottom of the ocean? If you can't tell us yes, it will, or confidently say no, it won't, we're struggling now with the migration patterns of lobster in the state of Maine now with the warming of the Gulf. So, I mean, these are answers that if we don't have, I mean, how do you expect industry to get on board with this or say, yeah, let's try it. Maybe it's a good idea. I mean, every question we ask is we don't know, we don't know, we don't know. It's going to be very hard if we don't have the data to look at and sit down and talk about as a group. You know, is this good for Maine or not? Because I can guarantee you people are not going to come here to see windmills. So it's a really tough struggle without the information, you know, and a very tough pill to swallow. If we're already in a tiny little spot where we think these are going to go, if there's no wiggle room, what are we going to do next?
Thanks, David.